From Indian Trail to Air Mail, Alice T. Payne. When the postman leaves the mail at your door, he's just one of over 350,000 people who are busy every day seeing that the mail is delivered throughout our country. The post office in your town is one of the 50,000 post offices in the United States. Over 15 billion stamps are used every year. Let us see how this great business of message carrying has grown since the days when our country was young. In the early days of our country, the colonists lived in little settlements along the Atlantic coast all the way from Massachusetts to Carolina. They were separated from each other by dense forests and wide rivers. England, the land from which they had come, was far away across the Atlantic Ocean. There were no telephones or telegraphs or ocean cables or trains or highways, and of course, there were no radios or airplanes. Today, if we wish to send a message, we can have it delivered anywhere in the United States within a few hours. If any important event happens, we may know of it within a few minutes. We have sent messages to Bird at the South Pole, and we have received messages from him over thousands of miles of ice and snow, mountains and seas. It is hard for us to realize how different things were in the early days. When George Washington died at Mount Vernon, the news did not reach Boston for 10 days. When a new president was elected, people did not hear of it for over a month. If you lived then and your father or mother or brother or sister went on a journey, you could not hear from the traveler for many a day.